everybody, and welcome to a ripping wild ride with Steve-O. We've got Tori Pudwill. He is hands down my favorite skateboarder on the planet. And if you've seen his new video part, Bigger Bang, then you would know why. God, this guy is so unbelievably rad. He's a little bushy in the face with the beard and everything, and I'm okay with that. But not downstairs, man. Not with my bush. I like my pubes nice and clean, and that's why I love Manscaped. This right here is the best men's grooming company for the below-the-waist needs. And that's a fact. Plus, they're sponsoring this episode with such an incredible deal for you. If you get their performance package, man, not only do you get the lawnmower 4.0, the weed whacker, you also get anti-chafing boxers and the shed travel bag. It's unbelievable. Plus, no matter what you get, you're going to get 20% off your order, plus free shipping. And I'm not used to saying discounts like that because only Manscaped is hooking you up that much. To get this deal, you go to manscaped.com and you use the promo code Steve-O. If you haven't tried the Lawnmower 4.0, you're out of your mind. It's your pubic bush's worst nightmare and probably the best thing to help you get return customers in the sack. That's right. Ladies love to groom men. They love it. So go to manscaped.com. Use the promo code Steve-O to enjoy 20% off your order plus free shipping. And remember, if you get the performance package, they throw in two free gifts, the shed travel bag and the chafe-free boxers. Now, let's get into it. Ladies and gentlemen, Tori Pudwill. Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Super stoked. This is Scott Randolph, my co-host.
Yep. Yeah, dude. So stoked. What's going on, dude?
Before, I was like, dude, this is such a big deal. Have you seen this guy skate? And Scott said, is he in, like, your top three favorite skaters? I said, he's absolutely my number one favorite skater.
Whoa, that's
a big statement, dude.
It is a big statement. And
when did you first get on the Tori Pudwill?
I mean, dude, the Bigger Bang one, Tori put out this video part called Big Bang. That was the one with the tune, How Do You Like Me Now?
How You Like Me Now? Dude. 11 years ago.
11 years ago. Yeah. Wow. It was ridiculous. And then he followed that up with his part in the Plan B video, True.
Yeah.
And I declared that to be the best video part ever made, and that I didn't think it could be outdone. But he has just outdone himself with Bigger Bang.
Bigger Bang.
Bigger Bang.
Yeah.
So how long did you work on that part?
4 years.
4 years?
4 years, yeah.
It's kind of a giveaway that you had Muska in there with no beard.
Dude, that was crazy, right? He pulled up on me like...
Oh, wow, that's right.
Like, he just like parked illegally and then ran out the car, crept around the corner. I was like, oh, shit. What up, Chad?
Yeah,
and like he was like, dude, I see you skate, man. I had to pull over and say what's up, you know.
Super rad. Dude, I love Muska.
So he came. He blessed the spot. I was struggling on that spot, and
that was just the trick that you went for, that kickflip frontside 50-50.
Yeah, like four different days. And that day, like Muska came, and like I landed it that day. But
yeah,
four different days.
Yeah,
how many attempts?
That's the nature of the beast, dude. With like the level that Tori's at.
Well, you know how it is. Like, if you got a trick that you want, like, you can't let it go. No matter how long you spread out that time, it's like, it's always just in the back of your mind, like, I gotta go back for it.
Is there a trick that you've never been able to complete, and it's just like, or do you do it until you complete it?
Do you have a 900?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's tons of shit that, like, I could still go back for it, you know?
Does it keep you up at night?
Yeah, I mean, like, there's times I'm just, like, I come home, I'm destroyed, and, like, physically and mentally, you know? And I'm like, I can't sit around until I go back and I'm there again to try the shit. Mm. And it's like an obsession.
I found when I was in my, like, heyday of skateboarding, when I was really, really trying the hardest, that when I got injured and was unable to skate because I was injured, that those periods of time actually made me a better skater.
Yeah.
Like time away and just wanting to skate so bad and not being able to, like just that pent up passion, like actually translates into like when you get back on the board.
Is part of the progression, you know? It's like it's all part of the process, but it is part of the progression for sure.
Yeah.
Like having skateboarding taken away from you,
yeah,
only makes you better at it.
Right. Like, very well put. Now you had a like famously really fucked up your back. What happened with that?
Yeah. I fractured my spine.
Oof.
And yeah, I mean, it was kind of a weird one because, like, you know, whatever, like, number vertebrae it was, like, you know, you crush those discs.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so painful. And I just, like, went to the doctor and they said, there's nothing we can do to make it better. There's nothing you can do to make it worse. So if you can tolerate skating still, then... you know, that's wow. up to you. It's not going to get worse. You're not going to hurt it more.
That sounds like a pretty crazy thing for a doctor to say.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was like one of those rare injuries where I was just, it hurts so bad because that acid leaks out of your spine and it's just that pain.
Spinal fluid?
Yeah.
That's what that is?
Dude, spinal. And
spinal shit's scary.
I ended up kind of like powering through it. Just like.
Is that still going on to this day?
Nah, it's good. It's all healed up. I mean, my whole body is just like you.
How old are you now?
Adjust. 32.
Okay.
How did 32. How did you break your back?
I just bent over backwards as far as you could bend over backwards, trying to ride a trick out. Like,
is there a video where they can see that happening? Or
it was in a contest. It was like middle of the contest. I was just trying to like. I landed instead of landing forward. I landed sideways, but I was like, my body was going forward, so I was still trying to ride it out as long as I could, and just crushed.
Yeah.
Crushed the spine. I didn't think it was that bad. I still like skated that day and finished, but afterwards, I was just like, it was like hell.
Yeah.
Hell. Summer injuries, you know, like kick in an hour later, and you're like,
where are you at with surgeries? How many skate-related surgeries have you had?
Four.
Okay. Yeah. It's pretty minor in the grand scheme.
It's pretty minor, for sure. I just got surgery 6 months ago. I broke my ankle.
Compound?
Not compound. Bone wasn't sticking through, but it was the first time I got hardware. So I got a plate. Seven screws.
Right, I think that means compound. Compound doesn't mean it has to be sticking
right,
out.
Right, okay.
Compound fracture.
I think compound just means it's broken enough that it needs plates and
yeah, shit. I busted it, man.
Did you go to Dr. Previte?
Is he, dude, Dr. Previte.
Is he, that he, guy fucks,
he did
dude.
My first ankle surgery. He did my... Danny
took me to Dr. Previte.
Dr. Previte's the man, dude. It's sick. He's still doing it, huh?
Yeah. You know what? I'm not sure that he is because I think Danny had a different surgeon for like his last one. Danny's must have had like 30 some surgeries.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's crazy.
How many skate related surgeries have you had?
Skateboarding related, just the one that Danny took me to Previte. I shattered my ankle with Danny Way, for anybody who doesn't know. Like, he was crashing a car through this wooden porta potty I was doing a boneless off of. And Tony Hawk was there filming it, like just the legends right there, and I wanted to stick it so bad. It was the same thing. I just tried to stomp it. I wasn't even on the board, but I just shattered it. But yeah, Previte's the man. So only four surgeries, two on ankles.
Yeah, two on ankles.
Ankle's a better joint to fuck with than a knee, right?
Yeah.
Have you had knee surgery?
Yeah, I had knee surgery too. Oof,
that's a tough one.
Yeah, it wasn't the ACL. Which is like, that one's like, that's like the worst injury you could have. I think that and what I just did to my ankle.
for skateboarding.
Anything on the balls and the head, obviously, that's another right. story. But
spine, I think, is pretty bad.
Unique. That's unique.
Yeah,
I'm sure that's happened to Danny.
Danny, once fucking.
Yeah, you guys went down to Columbia together, and they're probably just like,
yeah,
what
have you,
the
have you been
fuck?
On the stem cell mission yet?
Nah, I've heard about it, though.
Yeah, I went on the stem cell mission with Danny, too.
Yeah, as it feels.
It, like, for me, it was preemptive, you know? Like, I've got degenerative disc disease in my neck, but it's not advanced to the point where I'm in pain or, yeah. or like, you know, limited in my motion. So it's tough for me to report how...
Yeah. I mean, dude, like... Those miracles are out there. You
yeah,
know what I mean?
For sure. It's crazy, man. Like, my buddy Chuck Liddell, Danny, like, everybody swears by the stem cell treatment. So if anyone is interested in it, look up BioAccelerator.
Yeah.
And Danny can get you down there for sure. They'd be stoked to have you down there.
For sure, yeah. Now, I heard about the stem cells, and, you know, I definitely, I mean, thank God I haven't got to the point where I'm going to need that now.
The sooner you get on it, the better, because it's like it's giving yourself credit for future
yeah.
wear and tear.
So it's just an anytime
preemptive
thing, like,
is the way to
yeah,
go, I think.
Yeah. Straight up.
So physically you're in. I remember like hearing about your back and thinking like, fuck, man, it's so gnarly, like here's this like, you know, just rarefied talent, and like the injury can just take it all away.
Yeah, well, it's kind of scary. I mean, I think it's scarier like the more it happens too, like the more you get injured, because like the first couple times you're like, all right, you know, this is gnarly, this is like the gnarliest thing that's ever happened to me,
right?
But then you get better, and then if it happens again you get concerned, you're like, oh man, like can I get better this time,
right?
Like, am I going to get better again this time? Like, there's never a guarantee on an injury.
It's right. like a, it's it like could, a UFC fighter that gets knocked out.
Right, glass jaw.
Then they're slowly in their head.
You could get taken out, too, by, like, honestly, like stupid little injuries.
For sure, it's always something like, stupid. Like, and it's always because you didn't fully commit. Is that fair to say?
What to
like when you? I mean, maybe I can't
the
say
trick
that to you.
Or
yeah, maybe that doesn't apply to you. But I know that for me, like it's always like if I don't commit
that,
all the way,
that's a guarantee. If you don't commit all the way, like that's how you can get hurt.
Yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
and like, yeah, I mean, dude, that's something where you're pissed about it. Like
right.
you get hurt and you're a little bit pissed about it.
Sure.
You're like, fuck, man, like I just blew it. But
you're in, even 6 months ago, broke your ankle.
Yeah.
And you got hardware in there, but you're just skating on the hardware.
I just started kind of trying it out, yeah.
It's so yeah. scary, ankle hardware, because if you break your ankle with the hardware in there, then with all the screws and everything, like it's like fucking Humpty Dumpty just shattering into a thousand
dude,
pieces.
Dude, oh my God, man.
You want it, like they'll tell you, like do not break your fucking ankle with hardware in there, because like it will shatter to
oh
so many.
Oh my God, dude.
So many fucking pieces.
Oh, dude, I'm like just starting to skate again. But like I ain't tripping. I'm going to actually, I'm going to get it taken out.
Yeah.
I can get it out after I have to have it in for a year.
Yeah. I'm ready to get my collarbone hardware out now.
Dude, get it out. You don't need it in there. Like.
check this out, dude. Fucking Previte, when he took out my ankle hardware, I was like, dude, fucking give it back to me. I want to save it.
Oh,
so,
my God.
So he saved my ankle hardware. I found this company that you can buy... like plastic fucking bone models.
Yeah.
And I sent them the hardware with the x-ray, and they put the same hardware that came out of my ankle in this cool ankle statue that's down in my editor.
No way.
Yeah, dude, I'll show it to you.
Oh, that's cool, dude. So you're hyped on like the souvenir.
I love the souvenir, and I can't wait to get the collarbone model with my two plates and have it right next to it.
That's tight. You're onto some shit. Hey, that's cool, because people could like, I don't know, they could look forward to kind of like making a little piece of art hardware. Because I was like, fuck, I don't give me that shit back. What am I going to do with the plate and screws in a bag?
Dude.
You know? Maybe I could like actually like, you know, incorporate it into my house or something.
Dude,
you know? Like,
100%.
Maybe just use it as like a little like...
It's a cool
like
conversational piece, you know?
It looks like so rad, dude. You got to see it. And thanks thanks for coming over here too, so I can show you.
That's tight.
It's rad.
The last time, the first time we met you, we were talking about you have a new company, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing some boards and stuff.
Yeah.
How's that going?
How about that, Scott Randolph asking a man about his business dealings? I like it. And I gotta say, there's a company that I'm so proud to be an ambassador for. It's called Liquid Death. This company sponsors skateboarding like no other, and they're saving the world because it's canned water from the Alps in different flavors, sparkling and still, and it comes in these cool, infinitely recyclable tall boy cans. It's just so much fun the way they make it look like a beer so that kids get sent home from school for drinking beer when they're just drinking water. I mean, we love it. And plastic really is destroying the world in a terrible way, and Liquid Death is bringing death to plastic. Plus, they're very, very generous to the listeners of the Wild Ride podcast. If you go to liquiddeath.com/stevo, you can order as much water as you want and as much merch as you want and pay absolutely nothing for shipping. That's unbelievable. Water is heavy to ship it. They're covering your shipping. Man, if you don't go to liquiddeath.com/stevo and take advantage of this offer to support the Wild Ride podcast, you're out of your mind. So hop to it, man. Get on the Liquid Death team because we're saving the world, and free shipping. It's epic. One more time, liquiddeath.com/stevo, and enjoy. Now, let's talk about business.
It's going. Me and Day One Song launched it. We're coming up on 4 years now.
Cool.
Which isn't very long.
They say the like 3 year mark is when you start really hitting your stride.
For sure. It's an interesting one because I took on the responsibility to do it all myself.
Yeah.
So it's a lot. It's a lot.
Yeah.
I started from nothing and educated myself everything that goes into running a business.
I mean, like, we can really kind of pull the covers. You know this, but like, for professional skateboarders, the industry standard for compensation on your pro model skateboard sales is $2 per board. They'll pay you
$2 a board.
$2 a board. And that kind of makes sense when you think of the retail scheme, because if a board costs however much to make, then you got to sell it wholesale to the skate shops, then the skate shops need to mark it up. So there really is, but when you talk about selling boards direct to consumer without that wholesale and the markup for retail, then like the profit margin that you can have is, and we know this because we sell skateboards.
How much would your board go for on?
And they're trying to give pro skateboarders $2 per board on direct to consumer online sales, which makes no sense at all.
I can't believe that they're even trying to do that now.
Right. I mean, they should at least respect the difference between retail and online.
What? Dude, but the thing is, man, skaters don't know that. Skaters don't think about that.
But they're
that.
Finding like, out. They're and that's why out. That's why
we are finding out for
it,
sure.
It's like, for sure. In the early days, it used to be like, say, like the 1980s was the 70s, the 80s. The first time when skaters didn't even own skateboard companies back then. George Powell was not a skateboarder. Brad Dorfman from Vision was not a skateboarder. Like, Paul Schmidt was not even a skateboarder.
Who
really.
Even the first one, like Peralta?
Stacy Peralta was a skater, and him and Powell, George Powell.
I heard back in the day, those dudes were making bank off their board sales.
I don't know.
But I think that's because there wasn't as many pros.
Right, that's what it is.
And the boards would be around for like year.
There were very few
But
pros.
Bank is what, like 50 grand in the 80s?
I mean, dude, the 80s saw a heyday in
skateboarding. Maybe like 50 grand a month, dude.
Yeah. So?
I don't know.
The Bones Brigade guys, for sure.
Like rock stars, dude.
The 1980s was a heyday. But then, like, what happened with, like, these big, you know, companies in the 80s that were owned by non-skaters, like, skaters kind of got hip to it. There were not that many companies, but then skaters started starting their own skateboard companies.
Can you give me an example of who?
Like
Danny Way? And
Danny Way started Plan B.
Yeah.
After he left 8th Street, which was started by Tony Magnuson, skater.
Uh-huh.
You know, like, girl... You know,
so these were skaters that were like, I can do it myself.
And Rick, yeah, they left Plan B. Like
Blind was just skater owned. And all the skaters were starting littler companies. So it was like this, there was like a dynamic of like rooting for like the little guy, because the you know, you wanted to root for the companies that were small and run by skaters because there was integrity in that.
Yeah.
But now all these years later, these skater owned companies are the big companies, and they're kind of pulling the same crap that those guys in the 80s were doing. Yeah, because
it's a little bit, you know.
Can you just like recap your journey of like starting a business and being like, whoa, fuck, you got to do this, you got to do that? Like, what was your experience like starting this business?
Let's just first acknowledge the incentive here, because like and we're seeing skaters do it, like P-Rod, Paul Rodriguez. He you know, started his own company, Primitive, yep, which is like the poster company for success. And like, you know, you could sell 1/10 of the boards that you're selling for that other company for $2 a board, and make way more.
I mean, and you know what's crazy too, with a lot of skaters contracts or whatever, non-contracts, you have to sell through your minimum to get to that $2 mm-hmm. aboard royalty. So you get paid your salary, which could be, you know, whatever, and if you don't hit that cap, you don't get any board royalties on your board. So if you got your salary and board royalty with no minimum, like, that's a killer deal, dude. Like, that's a rare deal in skating.
Wow.
And I got homies that got that, and I'm like, dude, like, keep that, man. I would take that, because you're selling boards right now. Like,
what's the minimum board royalty?
It's basically like, let's just say you're getting paid $1,000 a month, right? You gotta sell 500 boards. Because that 500 boards at $2 a board, that's going to hit your 1,000. And anything over that 500 boards sold, then you'll get $2 a board.
And that's you driving all the traffic from your social medias to their company.
Yeah. I mean,
at what point were you like,
dude, $1,000 a month is pretty minor.
Oh, I mean, board brands, like...
Well, how much are...
But then again,
is
like...
Is your lowest pay. And that's the heart of it. That's the core. But, like... Man, if you realize like how much money like you're making the company, you're almost like, damn, dude, like.
Do you know much traffic you're driving to their website with all your fans now are their customers, and they're making, it's like, it's insane. But at what point were you like, I can do this better, or I should be doing this by myself?
Well, you know, I never really like was tripping on like trying to do it for like the cash or if I could get paid more to do it. I wanted to start a company to see if I could do it, you mm-hmm. know, because the thing is, I skated for Plan B, and Danny Way and Colin McKay are like, I mean, they're idols to me. Yeah. And mentors.
Yeah.
And I learned a lot in that like 7 years.
Yeah, we can't talk anything bad about Danny and Colin. Those guys are.
No, I would never. I would never. Because I have no reason to.
Right.
So I didn't leave because I wanted to, you know. It's because the only way I could follow a new dream was that I had to. That was the hardest part, you know. But I had the balls to do it and take that risk. Yeah. And they told me, like, yo, dude, there ain't no money in hard goods, man. And I'm like, well, you know, I don't know. I think I could do shit different. I think I could do this different than everyone else is doing it. And, like,
and your company's called Thank You.
Called Thank You,
it's
yeah.
It's a great name for a skateboard company, man. But yeah. Like, I wanted to ask you to bring me some shirts and shit.
Oh, yeah, dude, just, like, thank you, man. Like, that's, yeah. That's, you know, it's a good message for anyone, anything, yeah. You know. And, like, dude, it's all about, like, you know, saying thank you, obviously, but like paying homage to skateboarding and everything that paved the way for me and sure. Day One, yeah. And like, you know, I mean, dude, I'm sitting with an OG right now. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like you've been skateboarding like
since 1985,
since the 80s. You know what yeah. I mean? Like doing shit in the era where like skateboarding was really cool.
He's got to be in your top 30 skateboarders.
I mean, dude, like I say it a lot that. I mean, just the window of time from when I was born, what happened in my lifetime. I think that the invention of the polyurethane wheel happened in my lifetime.
Oh,
the
birth shit.
Of, the birth of, I mean, I'm not sure when polyurethane
wheel. Was that like
wheel,
the same time as the microwave popped off?
I don't know, but street skating was born in my lifetime.
Because this is back in the day.
Yeah.
In the 1980s, when I was street skating, like, it was brand new. So I was learning with the pros, like, and here's one thing that I don't understand. Like, for me, when a skate video came out, it got me pumped to go skate. Now, when parts like fucking Tori's Bigger Bang come out, like, how does a kid see what you're doing and decide, oh man, I'm gonna get into skateboarding? Like, I don't get it. Like, thank God it was in its infancy when I was born.
Dude, the craziest thing now though is like, the 5-year-olds, 6-7, 8-year-olds that are getting into skating are so fucking good. 5-year-olds skating back then never existed.
I know.
Especially 5-year-olds that could kickflip or like skate a rail.
Sheckler was pretty damn
rare.
Young.
Rare, right. Though. Very rare. And like, I mean, the talent these days is crazy, I think, just because the level of skateboarding is
for
crazy.
Sure.
That's what they see. I, like, grew up religiously watching skate videos.
For sure.
It was different. We didn't have the search engine. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I had it popped in the VHS.
Right.
That shit didn't leave the VHS player mm-hmm. until the next one came out.
What was your first skate video that really got you stoked?
That got me stoked? Probably the Birdhouse, the End.
Oh my God.
That one, I think, what, 98 that came
it
out?
It came out specifically in 1998. And ah.
That one tripped me out, dude, because, like, I never seen anything like that. And, like, just like they had skits in there, too. I was just
yeah,
like,
and skits that weren't lame.
They weren't lame, rad. And you don't know that this is like a planned thing.
Was,
these
yeah.
guys are acting. They got Heath Kirchart lighting cigars with $100 bills and women in the bathtub, and you'd think that's real. Like,
they decapitate Steve Barra
yeah.
with like the highest level of special effects. Like,
dude.
They shot everything on 35mm film. No, Tony's part they shot on 35mm film. They shot most of it on legit film.
The whole video was film. I think that
like
must have cost some
35mm.
Over $1 million to make.
Nah,
that
it was
video.
Only like $200,000.
Really?
That they spent.
That's a lot of money to make a skate video.
Yeah, but then that was before they
that
ever,
was back then.
It was the first video that came out that was like on the radar enough that they got in trouble for music copyright. So they had to like reissue it because they used like a Queen song.
Oh shit.
And
they
got
yeah.
like sued for
yeah.
it somehow.
Yeah.
And
I never understood how Big Brother never got in trouble for using you know.
I think I don't know.
Ain't on the radar.
So it must be like a certain amount of views where they're like, "Oh boy."
Yeah. And then when the DC video came along in 2003, they got permission from Metallica for
Is
dope.
Is $200,000? I mean, $200,000 is a lot to make a skate
dude,
video.
In the skateboard industry, are you kidding me? Especially
wait, that's
in the 90s.
That's
like,
fuck yeah, dude. Paying anything to make a skate video is.
But that would be like the most I've ever heard of making a skate video, right? Is that the case?
I mean, that's probably like for sure on the hand, you know?
Yeah.
Because no one shoots a whole video and film. Dude, remember,
right.
I think a monkey broke a beer bottle over Reynolds' head.
Yeah.
Dude.
For sure. That absolutely happened.
But when you're 8 years old watching that shit, you're like, I don't know, like
it was so
something
rad.
Is implanted in your mind where it's just like, it's so cool.
did Heath Kirchart, like, Heath Kirchart did Backside Nose Blunt Slide the first time the world had ever seen it. Steve Barrett did Kickflip 50-50 on a round handrail. And then now, in your Bigger Bang part, like, Jesus, the... like, I don't even know where to begin with the last part. It was like the longest backside tail slide the world had ever seen. Was it specifically the exact same ledge you did the nollie flip backside tail slide across the whole thing?
Different ledge. I mean, similar concept to it. The little curve over the grass. The one I did, the backside tail slide, that was twice as long.
Yeah, I mean, I remember it being pretty long.
That was 84 feet.
Dude. And dude, the backside 360 kickflip on flat ground over a picnic table.
Yeah.
How many visits did it take to get that?
That was 4 visits also.
Dude.
And like I'm talking like 5 hours each time trying it. Don't stop. Most of the time when I have to stop is because it gets dark.
Mm-hmm. I mean,
even if I get to a spot at like 10 a.m. for some reason, I'm still trying it till it gets dark. So there's no point to show up any earlier, you know. Like, yeah. The day's the day when it happens.
And how high that ledge was with that kickflip backside Smith, and just how pronounced that backside Smith was. Like, oh, dude.
I have like an interest for the things that I skate, you know. I like to skate like my shit.
And this new part was like burlier. Like it felt like the part in True,
dude, thanks,
and the Bigger
man.
Bang was so technical, but now you're like there's all these like kickflip crooked grinds on handrails, like felt more dangerous, like more burly.
Dude, so what's crazy is I was watching your podcast. I wasn't even watching it, actually. Like, the warehouse homies, like, they would just, like, run podcasts all day. And, like, I'm working, like, printing skateboards. And they bounce. They just leave it running. And I'm just there on the machine. And, like, it's your episode with Danny. And I heard you bring up my name. And I was like, whoa.
That's right. I mentioned his name on the Danny episode, and I'm sure there's a lot of people mentioning my name these days because I've been losing weight again and my skin looks better. I just know that people are saying this all over the place. There's 2 reasons for this. One, I crawled on my hands and knees back into my food support group because of my terrible addiction to sugar and compulsive overeating. And the other reason is because of Athletic Greens. I swear by this product. It fills in the gaps in my nutrition. I don't know if you're eating enough greens or if you're really getting all of the nutrition that you need. But if you aren't, then this is the answer. Athletic Greens. Each serving of this comprehensive, convenient daily nutrition comes loaded with 75 different vitamins, minerals, whole food sourced superfoods, probiotic, and adaptogens. I know that's a lot to digest, but thank God I'm digesting it because it is just making me glow, baby. It's also helping with my gut health, with my cognitive skills because it's good for my brain. And again, it is comprehensively filling in all of the gaps in my diet. I swear by it. It couldn't be more delicious. And you gotta try this. And you're going to give you a big deal on it. You go to athleticgreens.com/Stevo. And if it's your first time there, you get 5 of these travel packs with the full comprehensive daily nutrition. And you get an entire year's supply of immune-boosting vitamin D. They hook you up. They give you that for free with your first purchase. If you go to athleticgreens.com/Stevo, try it. It's delicious. I look forward to it every morning. I have it with a pint of water, which starts me off hydrated. You know, can't beat it. So one more time, athleticgreens.com/Stevo. Enjoy, thank me later, and let's get back to it.
Whoa, dude, wait a second, because we never met each other before,
right.
So I was kind of like, holy shit, damn, I was Steve-O, like, really giving me a call out like that now. And like, it was pretty heavy, you know, like
I specifically said to Danny,
the most dominating street skater,
that the most dominating street skater, the best video part the world has ever seen. And having never met Tori, so, like, I have no reason to try to like kiss his ass or anything. Mm-hmm. I just feel strongly that that's like
this. The level this was a couple years ago, and you said, I wonder if this is gonna haunt Tori.
Yeah.
To follow this video up for the Plan B True video, and when you said that, I was like, I didn't think about that before. I was like, damn. That's exactly what it is right now.
Right.
And you know what? Like, that's my motivation. That was my motivation. Because so I was sick. Like, dude, like, you know, I don't know, man. Like, I put a lot, all my heart into this stuff, it's you know? Gnarly. And like, to me, it's just like, it's for me, you know? I do it because it's like, I don't know. I it's heart. Love it.
How long did the last part take you to make?
Which one?
The
True.
That was a solid 5 years.
Yeah.
Solid 5 years, yeah.
And then the Bigger Bang one?
Bigger Bang was 4 years. Big Bang was 6 months.
Oh, okay. I meant to say Big Bang.
Big Bang was 6 months. And, like, that was, like, me, like...
That was just pure energy.
I want to see what I could do in 6 months, you know? Yeah. And that was the first ever online solo part that was free. No one ever gave a video out for free before that.
Right.
On the internet.
Speaking of putting shit up for free, how much, like, stuff just goes out on Instagram, Barracks, fucking, like, you know, like, it's crazy the level of skateboarding's at these days. People have what they save for their part, yeah. And then what they also just throw away on social media.
It's a lot of garbage, dude. Like, it's cool when you see high quality stuff on Instagram.
I feel like Barracks is the best follow on Instagram.
Dude, I love it. Dude. They're showing up like 5-6 times a day, dude, on my feed, and it's a good way to stay up to date.
On Instagram, Barracks, I like first, and then what? Like, no matter what, I support them. I love them.
I mean, dude, there's so much content in skateboarding. When you think about it, skateboarding has probably a huge fucking percentage of ownership on Instagram with content. Like, dude, like, yeah. Instagram's hyped on skating because so much content is posted.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
But to me, I think the single-handed most valuable thing is
a
video
part,
putting a video part out. But it's hard to hold shelf life now. You don't have the DVD copy.
Right.
You know, and you're being put in a mix of people on YouTube.
Right.
Video parts coming out every day. How could you stand out and, like, give that value?
Shelf life. Bigger Bang has only been out for 2 days as we record now.
Yeah.
And how many views does it have?
I couldn't tell you because I didn't put this on YouTube.
Is it Thrasher exclusive?
It's on Thrasher. It's what I did this time was I actually put it out independently, so it's on its own website. BiggerBangVideo.com.
Okay, well,
the first time a video has its own house, its own place to live.
Okay,
so that was my way to.
And it doesn't live on YouTube.
Nah.
Wow.
I mean, anyone could put it up there, which, like, I'm waiting for that, but I didn't put it up there.
That almost seems crazy to me. Because
the views, the count, it's actually I can't track it, and no one can see it. It wasn't about the views, you know. It's about how could this, like, sit somewhere where it's gonna be there like 10 years later, still sitting there.
I think that YouTube checks that box, and being like the ultimate attention whore that I am, I'm all about the views. but to answer your question too, about like shelf life. Like, video parts now need to be so epic, so fucking, such an event, like Nige's Till Death part. That was a fucking event.
Oh my God.
And I can't say that Nige's Death part is any less like, explosive than your parts. It's just different. Like, it was just pure Burl, you know?
It's unforgettable. It changed the game. Yeah. It raised the bar.
It's pure Burl. But for me, the style of skating that I love is just that flip-in, flip-out shit. You know? It's just that's what I love. I mean, dude, am I correct that in your true part, you did a kickflip backside lip slide to kickflip backside lip slide?
Yeah.
I mean, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's one thing that you didn't raise the bar on with the new part.
But I did. Kickflip backside lip slide to kickflip backside tail slide.
Right. Okay.
But the kickflip backside lip slide to kickflip backside lip slide kickflip out is here.
Oh, so that's the mission?
That, yeah. Dude.
Wow, dude. It's such a, it gives me anxiety. You're right. The kickflip backside lip slide to kickflip backside tail slide is no slouching maneuver.
No. But dude, I mean, it's like, dude, if you could flip in, flip on, and flip out, that's your upgrade. That's what I want to get. I want to get that one day, dude. Like, it sounds crazy, but I'm dead serious about it.
Yeah. So, dude, I love it.
But I don't know, dude. I stopped doing all that ledge dancing combo shit for a while. You know? Like, yeah. I felt like it was kind of getting played out.
I mean, I don't know, dude. I don't get bored of it.
But, like, I don't know. I love it. To me, it's the challenge. It's so frustrating.
Dude, that frontside flip, front blunt. There's a frontside flip, front nose blunt that just went on forever. Like, dude, it's just...
Oh, yeah. The long-ass one.
I can't get enough of it. I can't get enough of it.
I have fun going the distance.
What's going on with Daewon these days?
Dude, Daewon is the fucking man, dude. He skates every day. He skates every day, dude. He skates every day. He doesn't age a day ever.
Did he just do a Bose commercial or a some music commercial? I don't know. Maybe
so Daewon's been in some shit lately, dude. I don't know. He's been in like couple cartoons and like he's in like another little like TV show.
I love
like
it. Dude, I'm hood a big shit. Big fan and, like, of Daewon. Yeah,
dude. He came out with that documentary. It's called Daewon.
Yep.
Like he's classic, dude. I mean, it's rad. He's just so inspirational. He gave he believed in me, man. He gave me this chance, dude.
He's got some experience with the skateboard companies too, right? Didn't he run Almost?
Yeah, he started a lot of companies, man. I skated for Almost for 3 years. Nice. I had to leave Almost to get on Plan B.
Right.
And then when I left Plan B, he left Almost, and we kind of full circle came together.
And didn't he start the A team with Mullen?
Yeah.
That was very disrupting.
How so? What do you mean?
Because Rodney Mullen was on Plan B, and he like left when he had a video part for the new Plan B video coming out. And it was kind of like, you know, there's a lot of times skaters leave companies to start other companies where they're burning the company that they were at. It was perceived by the industry as Rodney Mullen burned Plan B, much the same way it was perceived as a burn when Carol left.
It's like leaving a gang like to go into another gang.
The
other guys
starting to go with leaving to start the girl skateboards was a gnarly. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I wasn't around those days, you know, so I can't say. But dude, there's feelings. There's always going to be feelings when that shit happens, dude. Right. It's like...
It's
you turned your back on your brothers, dude. Is it like that, or is
I think,
it...
I mean, I don't think... Like,
those feelings can be there, man.
I think like when the guys started Girl, I think there were those feelings. When Mullen left Plan B to start the A-team, I think there were those feelings.
Well, because they take the riders with them.
Yeah, but can't you be like... Doug, and that's we can make $8 a board over here versus 47 cents.
Shit, dude.
And then pay him more money.
Hope that they do that shit.
Open the books. Let me see what you're making on the boards.
Right. I mean, I think that at the very least, and I'll say this to the whole skateboard industry at large, like draw a line a distinction between retail board sales and direct-to-consumer online board sales, because you're just stealing from your riders if you don't.
100%. I mean, direct-to-consumer is such a big market these days.
Such a fucking and, huge and
the
margin.
And the margin's like...
Yeah.
I'm going to draw a line.
Double, if not triple. Like, if you could separate that board royalty right there for the rider...
Yeah.
Like, it's huge. I mean,
but like why don't we, or do it all in one go by giving a percentage of net profits.
Yeah.
Then that's gonna get...
Or everybody do it themselves because they're...
That's what we're seeing happening. And all of the skateboard companies that are failing to recognize this are losing their riders because their riders are going starting their own companies.
As like, they
like,
should.
Like Tori did. Like, yeah. Like Nigel did. Nigel started Disorder. Tori started Thank You. P-Rod started Primitive.
Yeah. I mean, like, Nigel, they're probably being very gracious with Nigel giving him $5 a board when he was probably like, what the fuck? I mean, that's like as high as you can probably go.
I don't know. I mean, if that was the case, why would he have left and started Disorder?
Because it's $5 a board.
Right, because that now...
Yeah.
There's no they are being gracious. Nigel's being gracious to Nigel.
Yeah, and I really like that you did it yourself because, like, I think a lot of people, I mean... Anybody can do it. I mean, it's really fucking hard to start your own business, but like...
Not anybody can do it. And like, Danny's not lying when he says there's not a lot of money in hard goods. It's there's razor thin margins. There's tons of competition.
Yeah, don't forget about the international market. You're already giving them a discount right out the gates off wholesale, you know?
Right.
Like, you're like really barely making any
right.
money
I mean,
on
dude,
like some of the
tough.
Biggest like accounts you have. It's like, dude, we're like bending over backwards for you guys, and we're making peanuts, dude.
Right. It's dude. There's so much competition.
For thank you.
There are so many pros. There are so many companies that like yeah, you can make like the instead of $2 a board, you could be making eight, 10, even $20 a board on direct to consumer. However. It's a fucking pretty small number of boards that you're able to sell with all that competition and, you know.
Yeah, dude.
And you got a lot of expense getting in there. You're taking a big gamble on yourself by opening your own company. And that's why Tori's sitting here 4 years into it. And it's like, ugh.
I enjoy the process of it just like I do skating, you know. Like, it's like, for me, it's fun to kind of like, I'm going through college right now. Like, just educating myself.
Right.
And dude, it's such a wild experience of just like fucking up and making mistakes and then fixing them. And like, dude, it's like putting a puzzle together, but I'm getting good at it, getting better at it.
Have you thought about kind of a future, like taking a page out of Dirtic's playbook where you're like, now that you've learned about companies, maybe you could
consult.
Well, maybe you could just apply what you've learned in business to companies that have nothing to do with skateboarding. And set yourself up for the future in that regard.
Dude, I never thought about that, dude. I'm still so, like, focused on, like I want to keep my skate career going for as long as I can
By all means.
And it's so much work, dude, to, like, double dip.
Right.
To, like, do a company and skate and, like, dude.
For sure, that was when Mullen had that problem.
Dude, I don't chill. Like, I got no time to kick it.
Yeah, but like, you're talking to two guys who do not chill either.
Like, dude, like, you know, but I love it, dude.
Right.
I love hanging out with people that just are always, always. It's the hustle, man.
Yeah.
It's side hustle. I mean, dude, that's what we are. It's like we've built everything in our lives because it's like it's shit we wanted to do, you know, and you got to work hard for it. So, like, yeah, starting a board brand, it's like I'm just working hard for it.
There's
regardless if it makes it anywhere or not. Like, dude, I'll be real, dude. Like, I took no money from the company. I sacrificed my...
Well, I mean... Like,
I sacrificed my salary when I moved on from Plan B. And, like, well, dude, for me to feel comfortable to give myself a paycheck took so fucking long. And I still don't do it consistently.
Well, but, and is it not fair to say that to keep the company afloat, that you've taken your own money from other areas to put into the company?
Yeah,
and so whatever...
Yeah,
whatever
that too.
Yeah, so whatever money you've taken out of the company is chicken shit compared to the money
that you put
you've
in.
Taken from other areas to put into
it. And the work it takes to get that back, too. So then the company can sustain itself without that. little booster.
Yeah, yeah,
and personal equity, sweat equity.
It takes fucking time, dude.
Dude, like straight debt, I got to imagine.
But like, dude, like the big thing where I started this company, and like, you know, I was telling Damon this, it's like, dude, like I'm not doing it to get rich, you know. I want to do it to take care of like our family. So everyone who skates for thank you, like our team, like taken care of very well, you know. Good. And mm-hmm. like when the money comes
taken care of very well, $3 a board.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, like, I think that if you were to take the definition of the nature of the board sales and say, hey, you know, for direct to consumer, because the margin is so much greater, we're going to give you a bigger board royalty. I mean, I just think that just makes sense, and it's got to happen.
Yeah. It's tough, dude, with just like you said, dude, you're like fighting for shelf space at the skate right. shop,
yeah.
you know, but direct to consumer, it's like, man, how much you gotta like, how cool you gotta be to get people to go on your website and buy a board.
It's
but
great.
It's like really the skaters that are getting that traffic there, you know,
like yeah,
the social media, putting all their skate footage on the internet.
Can we drive traffic to get some board sales on your website? Where do they go?
Is it thankyouskateboards.com?
Thankyouskateco.com, yeah.
Thankyouskateco.com.
Yeah. And do you sell completes on there?
Yeah.
How much you sell, like, a complete board for...
Dude, we got them on sale.
You know what I'm saying?
For how much?
We got them on sale.
Outfitted with Venture Trucks.
Huh?
Is it Venture Trucks that completes?
Nah, I wish, dude. Wait, then we couldn't put it on sale.
How much you sell a complete for, just on average?
What it would retail for would be $110.
So $110
wow,
bucks.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
So can
completes have good margin? Yeah.
I want to do like some sort of a giveaway.
Are the trucks CCS?
CCS trucks? The trucks? Nah, dude. The trucks say thank you on them, which is kind of like, dude, it's kind of shitty.
Wait.
To do that,
so you get your own
shit.
Wheels
like, it's
too.
Not cool to do that, but like they look legit. Like it's just branded "thank you" on the truck. They're not "thank you" trucks, but like, but it's branded "thank you" on the
there
truck.
You go.
But they look exactly like, dude, I swear to God, they're independents.
How do I make it work? Where if somebody's listening and they don't have a skateboard and I want to buy them a skateboard, can I give you like go on your website and buy 3 completes for somebody to skate from your website? Is that possible? Is there a way they can like, email you or something like that?
Of course. You go to thankyouskateco.com.
Yeah, but I want to pay for like a skater kid to get a complete board or something like
you
that.
You do.
I do.
I would be more happy to give it to you.
No, I would be more happy to go online
right,
and pay
right.
for it.
But are you saying that by buying 3, do you get a lower price?
No, I just want to do like a giveaway 3 completes. I want to pay for them and then give them away to a fan.
That's love and support. Yeah.
Yeah.
thankyouskateco.com. Boom, we got our web store.
Cool.
And so you can market as a gift? Is that the...
Yeah, I'm wondering how I do that. Like, if somebody's listening doesn't have a skateboard and they want a skateboard, and they go on the website...
Yep. Oh, and is that a box of boards right there?
That's a board. I brought you a board.
Dude, sick, man.
I
can
made...
you pull it out?
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, open that shit up.
I made it for you. It's a one of one.
Wow.
It's a That's the kind of shit I like to do, man. I have fun.
Yeah, dude.
I have fun doing it. This is boards we made for the video release, Bigger Bang. Which are on the biggerbangvideo.com. And so that was my way, Steve-O, to kind of do something different. Cause like videos are free now. We don't make any money off this hard work that we're putting in. We're just giving these videos out for free.
And then you're screaming the boards yourself. You said that when you were listening to the Danny Way episode of our podcast, that you were in the middle of screaming boards.
Yeah, yeah.
That's insane.
That's what I did here. Yeah. This is special with the black roses on it. That's the only one like that.
Thank
you,
man.
It's kind of like a...
Dude, I love it.
That was a happy accident right there, how I figured out how to... with these roses on
dude,
it, which is
I love it, man.
Never seen nothing like that before, huh?
Never. Got to get you to sign it, and that makes me wonder too.
Shit.
The secret to how I sell so many skateboards through my website is that I sign every one of them.
I mean, dude, you don't want to devalue that your name, though, man.
Well, I spent
you know,
so
every
much
time,
time
you sign your name, dude, you devalue it a little bit.
Well, then my shit isn't worth nothing.
Yeah.
But
I'll be
straight with you, dude. Like, if you put out a board and you're selling it online and that shit's signed, like, I would be to the chase to buy one of those for sure.
Oh, dude, we'd like,
because that's rare.
We have a four.
That's
we
rare.
Have a...
Just the fact that you're putting boards out, the fact
dude,
that people
boards.
Are doing that shit is such a cool thing. And like, collecting boards right now, it's fucking. It's popping off.
It's art.
Yeah.
I do it.
Yeah.
Dude, I'll spend like $300-$400 just to get a fucking sick board release.
Dude, we just did a thing.
It's amazing.
Knoxville and I did a collab skateboard. We both signed every one of them. And it, like, people love it. Now I got it.
It's epic.
You're going to do a little tease?
I got one coming out with Wee Man.
Do you really?
It did. It's insane. I'll show you.
It's the sickest design of all time.
It's the sickest design of all time.
Dude. Oh,
and like I don't trip over if it devalues my name.
I'm
when
just
I sign
fucking with you, dude.
Because
it's your own shit.
I add value to the stuff that I sign, and I get a kick out of it.
Totally,
man. Like DVDs are kick. I sign every DVD. I sign every book.
Yeah.
Like I sign everything because
how
I
could
fucking
you not, man. I mean, it feels good.
It helps me get my shit out there.
Yeah.
And like particularly with my books. Particularly with my DVDs, I'm so proud of them. I want to get them out there so bad that I just sit there and sign all day.
I mean, the signature is a certificate of authenticity,
yeah.
Dude.
And Steve-O.com, you know I mean? There's so much signed shit. Like, I love it. And yeah. Dude, so then now I wonder too, like you sign the board, then that's
all
gonna
all
be
the bigger bang
money.
Boards they come signed.
Okay, there you go.
When if people get them.
let's get it cracking.
But it's hard, man. It's like, dude, like, you know, like the least I could ask for, like, is just like the video is free, and if like you could please support by getting one of the boards, like that's the way
for sure.
Just like, dude, like, you know,
I love it.
It's
let me ask you this.
It's hard being a skater these days.
Yeah,
no,
for sure.
I'm just playing.
Let me ask you this. With the adversity that comes with running your own company, and I get it, with all of the battle for shelf space, with like all of the, you know, the expenses of the company, like, did you have to fight any urges to put out your bigger bang part sooner? Like the company needed the boost, you know, like, was there ever a thought like, fuck, it would help my skateboard company if I just put this fucking video out?
Well, obviously the goal is the video comes out, it will boost the
well,
brand.
Of course,
for
how
sure.
Could it not? How could it not?
But the quality of the video, is more important.
And dude, the quality of the videos.
Than putting it out. Because I could have put out 3 video parts with that.
Yeah.
Part.
Well, how long was it finished? How long did you have it finished and then you waited to put it out?
Well, I broke my ankle in December. That's where it drew the line to say, fuck it, dude. I'm done filming. I'm going to put this thing out.
So I don't know if I said like this before, but you did outdo the true part.
Dude.
Like, you have outdone yourself. And
thanks, man. I don't know. I definitely feel like that true part was like everything I had in me. Like, I wanted to fucking, I felt like I was like in hell. I hated life filming for that video. Cause dude,
you're
in it, dude. And it's just, you're so deep in it, dude. And you're just like, you don't stop till you're done. And that one, I got to fully finish and execute with everything I wanted. This new part, I mean, I definitely went hard, but like, I wasn't done yet, and I don't know when I would have put it out.
I mean,
the thing. I could have kept going for another year or two.
I was surprised that what was this, Switch Kickflip Crook was the ender after the backside 360 flip.
Yeah.
I would have been happy if you settled on the backside flip over the picnic table as the ender.
Oh, me too, dude. Me too.
But that was one tall ass Switch Kickflip Crook.
I mean, dude, I've been skating for a while now, you know, and like I'm not 10 or I'm not 21, you know, I'm 32, and that's like, to me, I'm like, fuck, I did reach a point where I'm like, dude, I am getting older. You know, I am really kind of feeling this now, you know, in my body. And I was like, damn, dude, you got a 32-year-old jumping down 10 stairs, hubba. Like, I still got it, man.
So that's the philosophy
of
the ender.
I'm not only keeping it low to the ground, you know?
Yeah, oh, dude, you went higher and higher, dude. But there's so many ridiculously high
to
ledges.
To me, the philosophy for that ender was, that spot hasn't been skated in 15 years. And we went there, we cracked the knobs off that thing, made it skatable again. Nobody knew about it. Kept it on the DL for about a year. Didn't tell nobody. And I went there to get my trick in like 110 degree heat, dude. Didn't get it that day. Caught heat stroke, dude. Almost crashed on my way home, dude, because I was just so like out of it. I was like fading out, just tired. And then I went back. I couldn't walk for a whole week. Went back the next weekend, man. Battled it again, dude. And I had to get there like 8 in the morning before that heat. It was like, dude, knowing there was a heat wave? Yeah, dude, this is in the suburbs, too.
Yeah.
When?
It's like, it's about a year ago, dude. But, a year ago, last summer. I fucking got that shit, dude. I stomped it. And I was just so stoked because it was just the fact that something that is, to me, looking at it is like I was dying to skate there and it was brought back from the dead and I got to be the guy that hit it.
Right.
And so it's like when people see that spot, they're like, oh shit.
Yeah, the
guarantee plus, people like, are gonna go attack it now.
That they'll call things hubbas that are like low and not really a hubba. This thing is like fucking way gnarlier than a hubba.
Dude,
like,
that was that thing was pretty heavy.
And it was a switch kickflip crook.
Yeah. The first one I put my feet on the board was that one I rolled away, too. It was a struggle, man.
Can you, what's the significance of the song you picked?
There were three songs.
Three songs, yeah. To be honest, like music and skate videos is the most important thing that makes the skate video. Obviously, the skateboarding and the filming and the editing all go into it, but if you got shitty music, dude, like it ruins your part. It's like, dude, I seen videos for the last 5-10 years where it's like amazing shit and I watch it and I get so bummed because I'm like, dude, like what a waste, man. Like you don't really care to like have this sit on the shelf, have the value and be remembered. I remember skate videos for the music, dude. Mm-hmm. And I got into certain music from skateboarding.
Dude, I just wanted a call.
I wanted to use music that I wanted to use, and I wanted to make sure that it was heavy. Mm. You don't got anyone using Elvis, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, good sure. time to use Elvis,
and,
too.
And I opened the video up, too, dude, with Tori, dude, right in those Elvis lights, you know? I wanted, like, cool. that moment. I wanted to feel like that, you know?
Dude,
so that's,
I love it.
To me, what my skating feels like to me is like, I don't know, man. I just want to be the best me I could be. That's it.
That's cool.
Fuck yeah. All right, so we're going to send everybody right now to buy a fucking skateboard from thankyouskateco.com.
Yep.
And there are no signed ones there?
These Bigger Bang boards are signed, Bigger
okay,
Bang
there
video.
You go.
But we do sign boards. Here okay. and there.
All right.
Me and Day One.
All right. And, dude, I didn't ask about Grizzly.
Grizzly, that's my baby.
Grizzly's your company?
That's my baby. Yeah, I started it when I was 11.
That's got to be a fucking...
Started it when
that's
I was 11
That's got to be a moneymaker, right?
Well, dude, it's... I mean, once again, dude, we're not, like, starting these companies with, like, all this crazy education on how we're gonna make something work. So it's like in business we have all these ups and downs. Mm-hmm. But it's a beast. It's a huge company. You know what I mean? And you learn the hard way.
Right.
You know what I mean? You have your struggles, you got your ups, your downs, like, but Grizzly, man, we're like all about to go on 12 years like officially as a business.
That's
a long time.
It's mm-hmm. a really long
hang,
time.
But you know, we're definitely like a grip tape company that innovated the game.
For sure.
It changed the game.
Did Shake Junt straight copied your style?
Well, they were around before us.
Oh, were they?
They were around before us.
Fair
dude.
Enough.
And
you copied their style.
No, technically, I started my shit in 2001 when I was 11. So I have my shit forever.
Just making accusations.
But starting a war.
But like, I got all love for like skateboard companies.
For sure.
There's other companies that it's like, all right, you know, you're a company for skateboards, but you're not like a skate company. Like, where's your raw, like, real skate shit? Who owns your shit? Who's running your shit? Like, you guys are kind of corporation, you know? Like,
right.
And that's what's cool about companies like Grizzly and Shake Junt, you know? It's like,
for sure, it's definitely pure skating,
dude. I mean, we're just us, man.
Yeah,
like trying to do it and you know, trying our best. Dude, it's fucking hard, man.
We have got to put the links to your shit to biggerbang.com.
Yeah,
you got biggerbang.com.
I tried, dude.
Okay,
that shit was taken.
What is it?
Bang Bigger Bus. Bang Video.
biggerbangvideo.com.
Yeah,
and the link's in the description.
Yep.
As is thankyouskatecode.com.
Be careful if they go to biggerbang.com. Make sure they add the video on there, dude. Yeah. Yeah. The kids for watching, sure. But
yeah, dude, that's hilarious.
So, Grizzly Grip Tape.
Grizzly Grip
Tape. Skate Co. Yeah, dude. I mean, it's crazy because
what are you doing for wheels?
I never tried to start a company. Besides, thank you, obviously. But like, right, dude, right. I never like tried to do this shit. You know right. what I mean? Like, kind of just happened. And like, dude, I don't know. I don't think I understood it at first. Like, dude, a businessman. You know, like
yeah,
it's heavy.
You know what I mean? Like, for my future, like, you know what I mean? Like, what, skate forever, I thought. But like, man, I really learned, like, dude, it was like the smartest thing I ever did.
I applaud you because I do believe that you are legitimately in college right now, and that everything that you learned from all of this struggling with the business is going to pay dividends down the road. I think that it makes sense. Like,
thanks, man.
When skating's not on the table anymore, like, I think that you know, you could really look to what Rob Dyrdek has done and apply all of this valuable knowledge and really set yourself up for the future.
I would love that because I love to work hard, you know.
Yeah, dude.
And even if I'm like working in a warehouse one day printing skateboards to make a paycheck, dude, I love that too, you know, because skateboarding, the one thing that it gave me was a work ethic. I couldn't have got that from nothing else.
I think that I can say the same thing. Skateboarding weeds out quitters.
Gave me a straight work ethic. And like, man, I don't know. I love to kind of influence other people around me, you know, because they always tell me, like, dude, like, man, like, you're killing it, dude. Like, I want to be like you, man. Like, I'm just like, dude, well, then you got to work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got to do the work. I got the people that I'm influenced by. And like, I never thought they just like got it like that, you know? Like, I see how much they work and I'm like, damn, dude.
Yep. Well, fucking A, man. Dude, I've decided that I'm gonna make this my skateboard lamp.
Ooh, that's sick.
Yeah, that's what's up.
He'll show you what we're talking about when we're in the house.
Yeah, thank
that's
you.
What's up, Steve.
Yeah, man. Thank
hey,
you. Let's
it's crazy that we met up. And we did this off of like, I don't know. I was gonna hit you up.
I was starstruck as shit.
I was gonna hit you up to see if I could be on the podcast, but you hit me up to be on the podcast, and I ran into you the first time I met you. But then I seen you again.
Yeah, dude.
And I was like, damn, dude. Me and Steve were like cosmic bros, dude. It's sure. crazy.
Fuck yeah.
Thanks, cool. dude. Hey, respect to how fucking sick you are as a skater, too.
Oh, man,
straight
thank
up.
You, dude.
Straight up. Yeah. Straight up.
How about that? Another episode in the can with my favorite skateboarder ever. I love this guy. So, if you've made it this far to the end of the podcast, you know I love you. And if you've done so without having seen this man, Tori Pudwill, skate, then please, please, enjoy his work, man. You could start off with a YouTube search for Big Bang Tori Pudwill. If then that will blow your mind. Then you see his next one, which was the Plan B video, True Tori Pudwill Plan B True video, and then just out like 3 days ago, boom, Tori Pudwill Bigger Bang. It's so mind blowing, dude. I love it so much. And what else? I'm out of here tomorrow, which for you guys, many of you, is today. To go back on tour, man. I'll be on tour for like 10 days only. Man, I'm touring my ass off for the rest of the year. Find my dates at steveo.com, and I love you all. Thank you. Woo!